Introducing the wonderful, the beautiful, the effervescent, fluorescent vessel of truth, love, and gratitude, I give you Nicolette Rich.
Expression. Hello, guys. This is Nicolette back with another episode, and I have the marvelous recording artist Styles here with me today.
Nice. I like the way that sounds. It rings really well. What can I say?
There was a whole nother conversation that happened prior to this intro, guys, so we have some leftover banter and laughter from that. But anywho, today we are going to be outlining or highlighting the idea of expression. And just getting to the root of the term, expression is the process of making one's thoughts or feelings known. So I've outlined five things that I feel really does help people to be able to express themselves in the most authentic way possible. And then from there, we're just going to kind of highlight the things, and then myself or Styles will talk about how they resonate with, you know, how we've been able to express ourselves in different ways. Okay. So for number one, we have making sure that you have created your own sanctuary. So that is a space that is safe for you, a place that no one can do you harm. That's a place where maybe there's no judgment being passed with whatever you decide to do and how you decide to live your life. So for you, Styles, how would you say that, first of all, do you have your own sanctuary?
Oh, the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah. I smoke a lot of weed. And I sit and I watch stuff on my phone. And sometimes I sit in the shower, and I don't like sit in the shower. Like, I'm not like in the shower, but I'll turn the shower on full blast hot water. And then, I'll just let it steam up and just sit there and just chill. I write a lot of lyrics in there.
Really?
Yeah.
So you just go in the bathroom, you waste water.
Yeah, I do a waste water. And I'm a compulsive, so like I'm pretty on schedule with my shits. I take, it's about 15 minutes after I wake up. I always take a shit.
That's healthy.
In the morning times. Yeah, it is healthy and I feel good about it. So I definitely am in that bathroom probably for the first hour. I watch Breakfast Club interviews, get on my podcast stuff, might read a little bit of a book. I smoke a lot of dope on the pot. I smoke a lot of dope on the pot, though, man.
So it's a plot, it's a place that you release.
I feel, literally.
You absorb and you create.
Yeah, and I'm releasing more than one way, so let me tell you,
because
I let all that shit out. Man, but
yeah. That's funny as fuck, but that's real though. I like that. That's actually you absorb, you create, and you waste, you release. That's dope.
In the bathroom.
All in an hour with the steam.
Give or take.
Okay. Fair enough. So yeah, making sure that you have your own sanctuary. And like I said, the ultimate goal here is just making sure that you have a safe space where you are free to be who you are, and obviously, as the topic goes, you're able to express in whatever way you see possible or you see fit. So number two is being aligned with your inner self, being aligned with your true self. So you, as an artist, what got you to a place of being able to express, but knowing, like, how do you know that you are expressing from your, or in alignment with your true self? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess I can kind of answer your question. It's kind of like when, have you ever like wanting to do something, you get this little weird feeling in your stomach, this little like burning desire to like do it. Like, I have to fucking do it.
Yes.
Like, I gotta stand up, or I gotta go on that roller coaster ride, or I gotta kiss that girl, or whatever. It's the same feeling that I get when I'm not like doing it in the way that I've just been living in this way for so long. It's like secondhand to me. Like, I don't think about it any other way.
So it's like a gut feeling.
Yeah, because I wouldn't do it any other way. Now, I can put myself in positions where I'm unhappy because I'm not able to express myself the way I want to. Like, say if I have this 9-to-5 job that I know it's a dead-end job and I just need it for money, and I, like, am up against, like, okay, well, I have the show coming up, and I know I'm going to go to this show more than I give a fuck about this job. So, like, damn, I have to think about, like, what if I lose this job? Like, I have to think about getting another job because I'm not going to, like, not do it for, you know, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
So that thought process, so some people might be like, fuck that, I would just go to the job and get the money. You know what I'm
saying? Right, a lot of people, probably more people than not.
Yeah, see, and so I live in expressing myself.
Yes. Okay. I mean, that's fair. I just wanted to ask because
it's a good question, but it's just
it is loaded.
Yeah, it's just a crazy question for artists. So when I quit all my jobs and shit like that, there was a time where I like quit all these jobs. I was like, fuck this, I'm just gonna go just all the art. I'm just gonna make my money off the art. And that came to a point where I really had to like express myself. To answer your question is when I stripped all of the shit of everything and I made it to where like this is how I pay my bills. This is, like, how I do myself. I, like, had to express myself. But I didn't have to. I wanted to.
Right. But you now, also knew that that was the best way to allow the energy that you have to be expressed. Because the question was, do you feel like, or how did you get to a place where you were able to express yourself from your true self? So, even though you could have probably made the same amount of money or more with that other job, you chose to use multiple forms of your outlets, and we'll get to that later, in terms of artistic expression, to get the same money. It probably caused, you know, you probably had to do a little more work. There wasn't a specific structure or maybe a guaranteed amount, but you going off of your personal beliefs and your...
If somebody came up to me and was like, okay, you can go to this job, but you're going to make this amount, like, set in stone this much, but you can go do this and, like, be who you really want to be and, like, express who you really want to be, but... I don't know, nigga, you can, like, have no money or you can be a millionaire. Like, I don't know. It's a
right.
I'd rather go that way.
But why, though? That's the root of the question.
Because,
why?
Like, it's just, like, this way, it's already fucking set in stone. Mm-hmm. Like, you're already going to make this much money.
You're limited.
Yeah, and you're going to fucking kick yourself at the end of the day when you're, like, retired and, like, lived your life and went on your little vacations knowing that you just fucking stuffed some other dude, some other rich fuck's pockets in fucking... somewhere far, far, and he's not thinking about you, doesn't know who you are, but you helped put his fucking kids through fucking college, and you helped fucking facilitate that nice fucking air-conditioned place and that maid that he has that gives him all of that. Like, you facilitated that by being a worker for this guy's company. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a worker. I want to be the guy that has the company.
Okay, so that's where it is right there. You're the identifier. Or what am I trying to say? The way that you identify being connected to your true self is not being someone else's worker or in being your own person, making your own way, making your own contracts, whatever, you know. But also, while you're happy, you're doing things that you enjoy doing.
And I understand that you do, I am going to need help along the way. I'm going to do stuff along the way. Like, I mean, fuck, I'll take a little 9-to-5 where I get paid under the table all day long. Like, when you're like, I'm not going to be able to eat because I don't have a job and I did this to myself, but like, I'm doing it off of my talents. I can't eat, but I have to, like, go sell myself.
Yeah.
You have to understand that, like, artists are, like, I'm giving you a piece of my soul.
Those are different pieces of your soul that you're giving out into the universe.
You have to be very careful of who you give your soul to and where you put your soul.
Yep.
I'm just saying. Like, I'm just saying that. Like, that's super important. Like, I don't want to... And then it turns into a term of accountability in expressing yourself.
Yes.
Now I can express myself and be really mad and make this fucked up song, and then fucking people down the line like might, you know, play that song when they're getting ready to fight, go into a fight or fight or do something negative. You know what I'm saying? I have to think about that and hold that in consideration. But I mean, I don't know. I feel like I do more good than bad.
Yeah. So that actually brings me to our third point, which is choosing your outlet. So obviously, you're talking about music and photography and videography. I mean, obviously, that could also be stretched out to the clothing that you wear. Like, for me, I know that whatever I wear is based on how I feel in that particular day. One day I might feel sexy, the other day I might feel very cozy and I want to warm my body up, you know. So it just depends. Humor, writing, that's another outlet for me. Singing, dancing. So there's all of these different ways that we can choose to express ourselves, but it's all about, you know, again, number two is being aligned with your inner self or your true self and picking strategically based on who you are, what the best outlet is going to be.
So I was just reading a good book. I don't know if anybody's ever read this book before, but I feel like this is like top five books that you should, books you should read before you die. Fucking, this book called, it's called A Seat for the Soul.
I think I heard this one before.
Oh my fucking God. Blew my shit out of the water. Like, I orgasmed with all types of... I didn't really orgasm.
I know, like, it's juice, fine. But you could have.
Woo! Anyway. Man, I could have, dude. Like, let me tell you. He rubbed a number one on out me. Like, but he was talking about being... Okay, the true higher self, you becoming the true higher self of who you are, is when you align your personality...
Inner self and higher self are the same, by the way, guys. Language is fluid. But anyways,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, yep.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yep. Yeah, the same thing. But I'm kind of talking about it in a different way because for sure. It's become through your subconscious and through meditation and shit like that, you come to a realization of certain things that makes you become the higher self of you. So it's you, but it's you and it's heightened, most heightened self, most way. And it's talking about, like, how you achieve that through, like, aligning your personality with your soul.
Right.
Once that's aligned, it's crazy. Because it's crazy how unaligned it is. Like, all the things that you do that are, you, it's not your soul. It's not really what you want to do. It's based off your personality, things that happen to you. Because your personality, it's just a bunch of things that happen to you through your life that formed who you are. Like, in this world. Like, who you are. But outside of this... You are like your soul, like your conscience. When you talk to your conscience, that's you're talking to your true self.
Some people may believe, you know, it's Jesus Christ or whatever God. And don't get me wrong, like all of those things are relevant. You know, whatever you believe is relevant. But when it all comes down to it, I also agree that inner selves, our higher selves are our own personal divinity that we came here on earth with.
Right. It can go into like really deep. Deep, deep, deep things.
I know. I'm not trying to go too deep right now.
Too deep. But grasping the good points, though, it's like becoming your higher self, though. Like, that's what the book's talking about. And it's talking about how you align your soul. So, like, what if a person moved every day based going off of their conscience? Okay. Just their conscience. What they say, how they take stuff, their intention. I think about that a lot, too, when I go into something or, like, okay, when I want to go to this bar and get drunk, I'm like, okay, what are your intentions? And I think that to myself. Are you trying to get drunk? Are you trying to take a girl home? Are you trying to have sex? Are you trying to do this? Are you just trying to, like, what are you trying to do? Because that's another form of expression that I use to express myself is sex. It's not always a good thing. It can actually be a detrimental thing. But then, in a sense, though, it is true. Because, like, I express through sex how I feel like a person that I'm vibing with, like that's how I express it. Some people could be like, oh, you're a hoe, or you just do stuff like, but I don't look at it that way, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Plus, you know, you have a significant other, and so, like, you know, then you have to spread, like, how do you suppress that? How do you do that? Like, you know what I mean? Because you can't just fuck everybody that you just have a connection with just to show that you know what I mean? Like,
the connection is real. Yeah. And I mean, I can resonate with that. Now, I will say, you know, obviously we have seven central chakras that, you know, kind of all absorb energy, and our sacral chakra, which is also a chakra that a lot of specifically like hip-hop, rap, those type of music streams, it's like that chakra, or no, that type of music penetrates the sacral chakra, which is why, you know, you feel sexy in a lot of things, or maybe, you know, you dance certain ways when that type of music specifically is on. So that, and that is also where the creative energy is born, the vital energy, that's fertility, crazy. All of that. Yeah. So it's not ironic that sexual energy is how, or you know, having sex rather is how you can create.
When I don't masturbate for like a while, I create more shit. It's crazy because I get it. I have to use, that makes sense because I have to use the creation. Cause like, I mean, I could be watching porn and then that's turning me on to want to come or whatever, but like to release that, whatever. But
yeah,
what if it's like, you know, I'm beating off on my cell phone cuts off and I'm like, well, I'm going to finish, but what are you thinking about? Mm. Like, then you have to go into your thoughts and then think about your creative energy, and you can overdo it and then, like, put all of that, you know, conscience into that, and then you could be using that energy to do other shit, better shit for yourself. You're just draining your body.
Literally. And it, but don't get me wrong, I agree that sexual energy is needed.
But it feels great.
But I also agree that you can overextend, like people that are not conscious, people that are not aware of what their actual actions are. They're just fucking doing it because of habit or whatever bullshit personality traits that they've created over the past, or, you know, over years. But whenever you are using those certain things for specific purposes, you do find yourself being able to tap into those creative powers or feelings that can get you to the next step, whatever that is for you, you know, allow you to ascend. When you're using the things that we are given as humans, you know, from human nature to make us better. I mean, honestly, because at the end of the day, all of the different things that we have and that we were born with are here to make us better. It's just all about how we use it and not abusing it.
And music has actually taught me how to do a lot of things in expressing myself. Mm-hmm. Because when you get past the actual, okay, I feel a certain way, I'm writing this track because it makes me feel good, mm-hmm. or I'm writing these songs because I feel good when I'm writing them, whether I'm talking about something good or bad, I feel good writing them, mm-hmm. and making songs. It makes me feel good. And like channeling that inner, after a while, when you get to that point where you understand that aspect about yourself, you express yourself, you start doing on stage, you start getting, another thing, stage, like,
expressing on stage versus expressing in a studio.
Man, you get a whole, like, some artists are like, if I have a song and it can be out on the studio, I can only perform this on stage, or I can have it on the studio. Mm-hmm. In longevity, you're probably gonna make more money on the studio, but the stage, man, the stage, if I can't perform a lot of these songs, it wouldn't be the, like, you know what I mean? Sometimes, yeah. Some people like to watch me live. Not more than they like hearing my music, because they're like, you have good music, but I just love seeing you vibe, because, mm-hmm. like, it's just not what you expect. It's just completely different. It changes the way that I look at you as an artist.
Because for me, definitely, me seeing live music is a way to kind of weed out the artist that I might not necessarily truly relate to. Just because you got good words and it sounds good when you're not in front of anyone, nobody's really watching. And even if someone is watching, you still have an opportunity to go within and block out the rest. But when you're on stage, it's very difficult to block out every fucking thing that you see in front of you. And these different souls too, that are counting on you to make their night or their day, you know?
And yeah. And if we're talking about like stage performance and shit, that is like literally the energy playground. Mm. I'm an artist standing on stage absorbing all energy.
Yes.
But I'm giving it out too, though.
Right.
So the energy that I'm giving out is how you perceive it when it comes back. So if I start singing a song or I start rapping, like, okay, I'll go on stage and I'll be like, what's up, y'all? I'm Styles, blah, 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 blah. And I start rapping, uh-huh. and then nobody's really there. And then by the end of the song, hella people are up there. Mm-hmm. I've got all those people's attention. They are literally giving me energy.
Yep.
And I'm
just
giving
by
it,
looking.
Yeah, and I'm giving it back to them, though, because mm-hmm. they're paying attention to me. Yep. So now that I have their attention, they're in this, we won't go that far, but I'll say a trance, so to speak.
Language is fluid. To me,
it is
there's a lot of different ways to explain what we're talking about right now, but at the end of the day, we're all on different fucking levels of consciousness, so take it as you will.
Yeah, like, when I get off stage, like, it's crazy. Like, I'm physically drained, because mm-hmm. I've given out so yep. much energy. I give out everything, like fucking everything, but then I feel great because I got so much energy back. Like, it's the energy transfer. It feels so good. It's like, it's almost like sex, but except it's just like our clothes are still on. Well, yours are, mine are off on stage, because I take a lot of my clothes off on stage.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I take my clothes off.
This motherfucker. That brings us to number four, which is removing self-limiting beliefs. So, based on your performances and things like that, because I'm assuming, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I assume that it probably took you a while before you understood how to go through this energy exchange that you speak of with the audience, like eye contact and being able to connect with individual people, but still connecting with the whole fucking crowd at the same time. Like, do you feel that you had to remove some of those self-limiting beliefs from your mind frame to get you there?
My first performance, I remember my first performance, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was with my group HIM or whatever. Well, we'll just talk about my group HIM that I was with and then what I did there. So, like,
okay.
We performed. It was cool. I did my thing. I held back a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because
why? Why?
Well, because I was trying to fit in how this is going to work. Like, mm-hmm. for me, because yes, I'm a rapper, but I'm influenced by like a lot of different music. And like, I grew up listening to like a lot of rock, a lot of rock and roll, and a lot of this and that. And, I looked at how those guys did stage presence too. Mm-hmm. And I liked how they did it with the brash, crazy shit, mm-hmm. climbing on top of stuff, mosh pitting.
Wait, let me just intervene real quick. So when I saw this motherfucker perform live, there was, we were at what's called the Riot Room, which to all my local folks, I'm sure you know the Riot Room. And at one point he jumped on like some piping that was in the ceiling from the stage and was just kind of like swinging back and forth. And in my mind, I was like, huh, this is a really great, like, this is what makes a great performance versus a good performance or a mediocre performance. It's just like, I mean, yeah, jumping could be a literal form of leveling up, but the idea of doing something that isn't expected or that distracts people in an extreme way is also leveling up,
mm-hmm. you know? It's a part of the performance.
And absolutely.
Like, my first performance, I was like holding back. I bought an outfit for the show. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, nigga, I was up in Marshall's trying to get that thing. You feel me? I was trying to get suited up. You feel me? But fuck, man, like, I bought it. You know, and after the end, like, I felt fucking duped. I felt cheated. I felt like I cheated myself. Because I was like, I wouldn't normally fucking wear that on stage. I was just, like, worried about, like, what other people were thinking and shit like that. Like, I just wanted to... Not really worried about what other people were thinking, but I wanted to look my best, present myself the best. Like, but then you have to think about it. Like, nigga, I'm not going to a dance. I'm not going on a date.
It's not a formal.
I'm expressing myself.
Exactly.
So I stopped. So, and then another really good book. It's called Do You by Russell Simmons or some shit like that. Yeah.
The rapper?
Yeah.
Oh, Russell Simmons. Okay.
Yeah, man. And he's talking about all of the shit that he went through. Because, you know, he started Def Jam and the shit like that. And like fucking Beastie Boys and all this shit. And he's talking about, and he talks about specifically in a chapter where he's talking about the Beastie Boys and their first time they got on stage. They had these big ass fucking chain ropes and shit, like chain rope fucking necklaces. Mm-hmm. And just, they're just not their style.
Yeah.
And then they just weren't feeling it. They felt like they were wearing rap costumes. Mm-hmm. That's how he put it. Like, they felt like they were wearing costumes.
Because there was a persona that rappers had that they thought that they needed to fall into place.
Exactly.
With.
Absolutely. And that's what a lot of rappers do. And so then, this is great. We're talking about expressing yourself because, like, some people express them. They think that they're expressing themselves, but they're expressing an outlook of how they think. They're expressing how they think other people view them and how they think that they should be viewed to other people.
Absolutely.
That's what they're expressing.
Absolutely.
They're not expressing themselves. They're just expressing how they think other people view them.
And will better receive them.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
So, like, that really resonated with me when they were talking about that. And then, after a while, they, you know, you gotta fight. Dun, for your right. If you look at that video, they're wearing cut-off fucking jeans. They're wearing what they want to wear.
Exactly.
And that became a fucking hit because they're expressing themselves. Themselves.
Yep.
And when I got to that, when I grasped that concept and I was like, oh, I started wearing more of my rock kind of shit. I would be on stage wearing a Van Halen shirt because it's one of my favorite shirts. This is my Van Halen shirt that I got. That's an original fucking from a concert. You know what I mean? But like, I started doing that. And then... When I started doing that and I started expressing myself, like, my true self, the shit I like, because I like rap, but I also like rock, too. That's why I play with a live band. And so that's when I formed all of that shit. And then it worked to its best ability because I'm expressing myself. Now, if other people express themselves the way that they want to, because that's how I want to. I think it's cool. I like it. Mm-hmm. And apparently other people think the same thing because they gravitate towards it. I'm very appreciative of it. But if other people did what they thought was just cool, and they just did that, expressing themselves, they would flourish the same way.
And we could have a whole fucking great world out there. Everybody. Wouldn't that be something?
Be careful what you wish for. Because if everybody fucking expressed themselves to the highest points,
then it wouldn't be... Yes, I get it. All I'm saying is that we can work towards having a better world as a whole with slower progressions. It's not like everybody has to do it overnight. Not like they all will anyway. But over time. And I mean, shit, at some point, maybe it won't be a point of having us all here on Earth. You know, maybe we're all here for a specific purpose. Just throwing it out there. So anyway, the fifth and final piece that I wanted to hit on in terms of figuring out the best way to express yourself is overcoming your fear. So that could be fear from anxiety. That can be fear from, as you already mentioned, other people's experiences. But overall, allowing the weight to be lifted from your being. Because I find, at least for myself, that there's a whole lot of weight or just energy that's weighing me down when I am doing anything to please somebody else. Always. Just because there are so many expectations, there is a specific standard or whatever. But when you release that and you simply hone into what you desire, what you want, it just, I don't know, it just makes it all easier. It makes the idea of expression easier. Even if it's something as simple as like telling somebody how you really feel versus you telling somebody what you think they want to hear. So the fifth one is overcoming fears, because the fears can come from a lot of different things. So like for you, growing up and deciding, okay, I'm going to be an artist, I'm going to be a rapper, I'm going to be a videographer, whatever. What do you feel were the fears that you had to overcome to get to a place where you were able to own that?
Well, some of the fears, and it's kind of like a catapulting effect. It was like, well, your first interpretation, especially getting out of anywhere, it's like, well, you're going to get a job. My parents were like 13. I was 13 when I had my first job. I was a fucking paper boy.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was literally the paper boy, and I fucking got my paychecks, got after that. After that, I fucking started working at a Sheridan's Frozen Custard, and after that, I started working at a KFC. Yeah, I remember. I saved up like a bunch of fucking money to like get my school clothes because my parents were going to stop paying for my school clothes.
So really?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was a eighth grade freshman, wow. Eighth grade, something like that. They were like, all right, nigga, here's the deal.
That's so funny.
So I had to start working and doing my shit. And I remember one summer I saved up $800 to get all my school clothes. And I like was geared up because like I was like, I'm not, I'm the fucking, I'm gonna keep my clothes. You know what I'm saying? You know, I want to be geared.
I gotta have three new pairs of shoes.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta be geared up in the back. Right. But you know, it's crazy because that goes into a part of expression. I was really worried about what other people were thinking. Mm-hmm. And I always had to be geared. Like, you know what I'm saying?
The first day of school, the first week of school, you gotta be laid out. Man, period. Like, geared. That's just what it was.
Geared. I'm geared. Talking about geared for day. I mean, man. And if you didn't, boy, you gonna get clowned on. The school I went to, nigga, if you yeah, wasn't dressed, nigga, same. You was getting made fun of, bro. You was getting laughed at.
Same.
Wasn't gonna happen to Styles, man. Work on summer. No, no, y'all go to the movies. I'm gonna go ahead and work this job. But getting over those fears, though, bro, like, getting over the fears is the biggest part of anything. So it's like when I got, well, go back to what I was talking about the music thing and doing the videography thing, like, getting a job. Everybody's like, ideally, you know, go to college and shit like that.
That like, was like the ideal
but then
version of what life could look like. Never seemed realistic
to me. Like, okay, I had an older brother who went to college and then, like, he fucked up and got, like, a girl pregnant and then, like, he had to drop out. And so then my parents were like, I mean, nigga, if you want to go to college, we're not going to tell you not to, but, I mean, we understand the thing. It just wasn't very, like, it just wasn't realistic for me to go to college.
Financial-wise or...
Both. Just how everything was. Academically and financially wise. I didn't really give a fuck about school until like my junior year in high school when I had to. And I was like, dope. After, and when I tried, I was like really good.
Yeah.
I had to put myself through night school and do a bunch of shit because I had a job. So I had to pay for it myself. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like being financially stable and then thinking about that. But then, you know, when you come, like we were talking about earlier, is becoming to a higher self. You don't even look at money the same way. Like,
you don't.
Because money will come and it'll go. But when you need it, it'll come.
All the time.
So it's like, my ideology and way of thinking, getting rid of those fears, I guess it's becoming more to my higher self. The obvious fear is getting rid of what people think, but that's not an obvious thing. It's a big thing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people like struggle with it more than they think they actually are. Mm-hmm. So it's like getting over the fears of what people think, and then like yourself being financially stable. I just stopped thinking about all of that shit. And I just was like, fuck, I have a really good time when I'm on stage. And before I get on stage, people are kind of like, whatever. And then after I get off stage, everybody's like, oh my God, who the fuck are you? God, did you stop my autograph? Blah, 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 blah. God, follow you on social media. It feels great. It's
great. Shut the fuck up.
No, it's a great ass feeling. It makes me feel fucking great about myself.
Yeah.
But that's what, but a lot of it is because I was like, fuck, I was really doing what I wanted to do. I was on stage being goofy as fuck, being who I truly am. And then people were receptive to it. So that's what made me feel good. And that's what makes me want to keep doing it. I had to get over that fear though. How you're going to make money off of it, because what people think is based off of how you make your money.
Exactly. Like it, and that's, and then what's important about that fact that he just, or that statement rather that he just made, is realizing that people's opinions are also based off of their own fears. Oh shit. If I was an artist and I was maybe making money off of performing, maybe not, or maybe making X amount of dollars, maybe not, then I don't know what the fuck I would do. That is not a good idea for you. Actually, let me just tell you, you know, like fuck that shit. Everybody's going to have their own opinion and their own path, whatever makes the most sense to them. But we have to realize when other people's opinions and views are solely based on their own fears. So that's even more reason why we shouldn't be listening to it to begin with.
Like, if anybody asks me, or like, oh, I'm an up and coming artist, like, what do you think I should start doing? I tell them off the top, I'm like, I don't know if you should probably be doing this. My thing, I'm saying that for a reason.
Right.
Because I'm like, if you believe what I'm saying, then you really should be doing this. Mm-hmm. Go home. Go home, Roger. Mom, fucking everybody, like they believe in my shit now because it's like starting to like move, and I think they've realized that I'm not going to do anything else. Mm-hmm. So they're like, all right, man, I'm fucking just go with this thing.
They don't have a choice but to believe in you too. They're not going to stop loving you.
That's true. But to the somebody else that's not like that, you know what I mean? I tell them, sure. Like, they're like, well, if you have any advice for an up-and-coming artist, I'm like, quit right now. Go fucking do something else. You'll probably be better at it. If you will take what I'm saying and listen to me and fucking quit and do something else, then you fucking should not be doing music. Because Absolutely. You're going to be told that forever. Like,
yep.
You're going to be told that all the time.
Success might be...
I love failing. I'm the type of person that I, like, love failing.
Because you can always continue to do it better.
I'm the type of person where, like, when I start anything new, I fucking suck at it. Like, mm-hmm. dude, I fucking... Like, I'm not good, and I know that because I'll just keep doing it, mm-hmm. and then I become like a master expert at it because I just keep doing it.
And you also have see that's what I love about that because I'm like that too. But it's like you go through so many different paths to get to the successful aspect of whatever it is that you're doing, mm-hmm. to where you've mastered the whole goddamn field of the game or mm-hmm. the art or whatever.
This is so weird. So I think I'm really starting to realize this. So like, because the conversation that we're having, I feel like I got, okay, so remember I told you I got a job at an early age?
Yeah. 13 okay. That's pretty young.
Yeah. So like, that's literally my life. Like, when I started off doing a job, any job, Paperboy sucked at it. Like, Sheridan's Frozen Custard, I fucking sucked when I first started. Mm-hmm. Breaking shit and shit. I just sucked. Fucking Kentucky Fried Chicken, burning shit, fucking up shit on orders. After I was done with all of those jobs, I was fucking dope. Mm-hmm. Like, the managers were like, we don't want to see you leave. Like, I was dope. Like, they loved me in my jobs. Like, and I've always been like that way in my jobs. And so I feel like I've kind of like maybe grasped that concept.
At a younger age.
From working. I feel that. Not even through my craft. Then that formed into that. But like, I was used to failing and sucking. Mm-hmm. I'm like lowest of the lowest, bottom of the bottom. I don't think this guy's going to make it type things. I've always been like that as a kid. Everyone's like, oh, I see a lot of potential in that kid. But then circumstances around me, they're like, eh. And now I can kind of see it as I get older. Like, damn, bro, if you just would have like fucking invested just a little bit, just this much more, mm-hmm. I would be fucking out of there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I had to fucking work for my shit. Yeah. And so then a lot of times, I guess I was kind of overshadowed. But I learned so much in failing.
Yeah.
In my jobs, sucking at my jobs. And then like, becoming cool at it, not knowing how to do a cash register, not knowing how to like really talk to people and shit like that, customer service, sucking at it, failing, like really bad, and then doing better because I did the worst. When you did the worst that you can possibly do, you have no choice but to like go up.
Yep.
And that's how it always was with me. Like, I'm not an easy A. I had to work for my A's.
Yeah.
I had to study. Like, I have to. I'm not like, I don't feel like I'm a dumb person, but like, I just had to study for my shit. I got rid of that fear. So going into stuff like, well, I don't fear being new at this job because I've done it 1,000 times and I fucking know I'm going to suck. I know I'm going to suck, but like, I'm not going to suck in a month.
Yep.
I'm going to be your best employee. I'm going to be better than all these little fuckers around here. Todd, all these guys. I'm going to take their job.
Little Cornel. Yeah. You know, I fucking talk on the phone. Hello, sir.
I can fucking do it too. You know what I mean? Because that was fucking paying my bills and like making me eat at the time. Yep. The reason why I keep doing photography and it'll always be something I'll always go to. It'll always be a hobby or art form that I love doing. Like, I quit all my jobs, right? Mm-hmm. I was fucking rapping, doing my thing, all of that. And I fell into photography. Kind of was like my thing, right? Long story short, I was kind of having one of those kind of days, but I was learning how to like post big pictures up, blow my pictures up mm-hmm. and keep the same quality and put it on cool frames and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So, like, as that was happening, I was at a really, like, fucked up point. And I was taking these photos, and, like, I spent all my money that I had on getting this frame and blowing this picture up and figuring out how to do it. I had no money, and I couldn't fucking... I just had no money, but I knew how to do all this shit. And I was downtown, and I didn't even have enough gas in my car to get home. Like, I was, like, fucking going through it. Depressed, happy that I learned something new, but still failing because I couldn't pay none of my bills. Like, yeah, I didn't even have enough gas to get home. Like, if I started my car and tried to go home, I would run out of gas, and I didn't have any money. Like, I was, like, freaking out. I was sitting on this. I just kind of, like, put my hands up. I had nothing. I was like, I don't want to quit. Like, I'm not a bitch, but, like, fuck, man, this is, like, hard. Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. Kind of, like, put my hands up, and I was sitting in front of this building, going through it, smoking cigarettes, fucking stressed out, going through it. This guy, out of nowhere, like, right when I was like, all right, I guess I'm just going to fucking go in my car and fucking start it up and try to, like, go home. This guy comes out of nowhere, and he's like, hey, dude, like, I've been seeing you walk around. Like, I've been seeing you here in front of this place forever or whatever, and I see this really cool photo. It was like, is this, like, for sale? Are you, like, giving this to somebody or something? I was like, no, it's for sale. He was like, how much do you want for it? I was like, $150. He gave me $200.
Damn.
I was like, oh, my God. Like, I wanted to cry. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to fucking physically cry. Because, like, I was gonna give up. I wasn't gonna give up, but I was just, like, so stressed. I did not have enough fucking gas in my car to get home. I quit all my jobs. I'm gonna fucking do this music shit. It's gonna work. It's gonna happen. Take this money, put it in my gas tank, be safe, or spend this money, blow up your picture, and figure out how to do that. I spent the money to blow up my picture and figure out how to do it. Mm-hmm. Stressed the fuck out. Had no, nothing, don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm sitting in front of this fucking storefront with this fucking dope-ass picture, sitting there, stressed. This guy comes out, and it was like, man, that picture's fucking dope. I'd pay for it right now. He's like, $200 for it. I'm like, okay, I'm on to something.
That's a law of attraction right there.
You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I'm like, fuck, I'm on to something. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm not, all right. I fucking put gas in my car, went home, and like started studying photos. I was like, all right.
That's beautiful.
I'm going to do this with my art, and this is all art. I'm going to put it all together, and I'm going to fucking be something.
Well, that about concludes our discussion about expression today. And I want to leave you guys with one last little quote that I read when I was skimming through this article earlier. And it says, life is like Tetris. As soon as you fit in, you motherfucking disappear. I threw that motherfucking in there. If you don't mind blending in, this does not apply to you. But if you feel there's something that you're being called to do, so you just have to figure out what it is, and figuring out how to express yourself is probably the best way to go. Next week, we will discuss genuinity, a term that I have apparently made up. That will be with my friend Riley, Mr. Woody, next Friday at 12 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Tune in.
Oh, and I don't mean to cut in or anything like that, but if you like my voice and like the way I sound and want to get to know me more, you can see all my social media stuff, Styles by Stylez. That is StylezBYStylez. Styles by Stylez. You can look me up on all my social media shit, everything. Go look me up. And I'm getting ready to drop a new single in a couple weeks called Fuck It. You guys should check it out. You say fuck it and check it out. That's cool. It's on my SoundCloud. Like I said, Styles by Stylez. Love.
Thank you guys for listening, and I'm spreading unconditional love wherever you are.
Yay!